Hey friends, welcome to the City Hope Podcast. My name is Bobby Thompson, and I have the privilege of serving as a lead pastor. I pray that today's message would inspire you, it would encourage you, and it would also challenge you in your walk with Christ. Enjoy today's sermon. Well, good morning, and once again, just want to thank you for being here today. I want to just stay kind of in this moment of reflection and just worshiping the Lord. I'm so full of gratitude for you being here today, but it's obvious that there's a heaviness that we're all carrying around, right? There's just so many questions and so many just I don't knows and whys and how comes, and there's just a heaviness that we see surrounded, and as we were just singing, this thought came into my heart that what do I do when I don't know what to do? What do I do when I don't know what to do? And I think the response, the answer, is I turn to Jesus. As we're singing holy, as we're singing, just thinking about the great I am, thinking about who God is, my heart just continues to want answers and want to know these answers. But I think that when I don't know what to do, I have to turn back to being able to trust the things that I do know. Trust what I do know. And that's why, church, the Bible is so important. That's why, church, God's word tells us to hide his word in our heart. So that, not so that we can, you know, put a badge on and use it to beat people down with. God's word is so important for our lives, so that in the deepest, darkest, hurting moments, that we have something to rely on, to stand on, to grab onto. Today, just been wrestling. We started the new series last week, Colossians, and didn't even get through the first sermon last week, and I've got some really good stuff, and I promise you I'm going to get to it. Maybe not today, but this weekend I had the opportunity to do one of my most favorite things in the world, to go sit in a deer stand all by myself. No phone, nobody calling, no emails, just God's creation, me and the Lord. And I just wrestled. I just wrestled with the heaviness of just like you are. And the Lord put a few things on my heart and on my mind, and I want to share those with you today. For those of you that are type A and OCD, like I gave you point one last week, I promise you I'll finish it, okay? It bothers me that I'm not going to do it. I promise you I'll give it to you. But I was reading a little bit further in Paul's letter here to the church. And I want you to just listen to verse 12 and 13. So I'm a mix it up a little bit today, so you got to be on your game, okay? I want you to look at verse 12 and 13 here in Colossians chapter 1. I'll give her a second to get that up there. So remember, Paul is writing this letter, and he's praying for the church, and he's telling them that he wants them to know the will of God. Look at verse 12 here. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. So Paul's referencing the kingdom of light. And he's saying to the Colossians, praise God that you get to inherit the kingdom of light. But then look what he goes on to say. It says he has rescued us from the domain of darkness. That's the kingdom of darkness. And that's kind of what I feel like this last week has been. We've seen a lot of domain of darkness. Honestly, the last few weeks. He says he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. So you see, there's these two kingdoms here at work, right? It says the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. So in the spiritual realm of our Creator, there's two kingdoms at work. And I want you to see something today, because notice that there's two. There's no middle ground, right? You and I are a part of one of those kingdoms. Kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness. There's no middle ground. There's no, you know, I'm on the fence. You're a part of one of those kingdoms. And what we've seen is the enemy at work. What we've seen is the ruler of the kingdom of darkness sometimes wins some battles, sometimes wins some people. But I want you to see this. Even in some of Paul's other letters that he wrote to other churches, he told the Ephesians this in Ephesians chapter 2. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler of the power, which is the kingdom of the air, the spirit now working in disobedience. That's the enemy. That's Satan. That's his spirit at work. That we were dead. We were walking according to the ways of the world. And then verse 3. We too all previously lived among them in fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our flesh and thoughts. And we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also. You know, that shows that you and I, you were born into the kingdom of darkness, right? And we can trace that all the way back to what we call the fall. This is where God created everything in the world. He created Adam and Eve. Everything was perfect. Everything was good, the Bible says. And then Adam and Eve fell. They sinned, and they brought sin upon us. They brought sin upon the world. And so when you were born into the kingdom of darkness because sin had entered. You didn't do anything. You're just a baby, right? Then it says, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in our trespasses. You're saved by grace. So before you ever knew Christ, you were in the kingdom of darkness. And so I think what we've seen these last few weeks are the difference between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light that we so often read about. The two very, very different kingdoms. You got the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of the world. You have the kingdom of the temporary and the kingdom of the eternal. The kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light. The kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of Jesus. And what Paul reminds us is that all of us were a part of the kingdom of darkness before Jesus. All of us. And the price that was paid for you to get out of the kingdom of darkness was Jesus' life. And only by King Jesus do we get out of darkness. Only by King Jesus are we able to turn our lives around and get out of the grips of the enemy. I want you to see this, and this is what the Lord kind of spoke to me this week. By default, we are children of darkness, but by choice, we become children of light. By default, we were born into that. There's nothing we can do about it, but we have a choice to become children of light. And here's the thing, church. We can look and we watch the news and we get on our social media feeds and it just, like, right, you're just up and down, your emotions, you're angry, you're sad, you're broken, you're frustrated, you all the gamut of emotions, right? The whole thing. And who's blaming who and what's happening here and how come this is happening? And the bottom line is this: no policy, no person, no politics, no president, none of that has the power to change anything. The only thing that has enough power to change people, to change the world, is Jesus. That's it. And you and I, not everybody in here most likely is a believer. Okay, but I would say a majority of you probably are, right? And the majority of you have placed your faith and trust in Jesus, and you're a part of the kingdom of God. And I feel, I felt a little bit of frustration with the church this week, if I can just be completely real. Because our churches are full of people who claim the kingdom of light but never live their life that way. I mean, it's past time that we get out of our huddles and we show people what it means to live in the kingdom of light. Because all of us were once in darkness. All of us. And I just had this as I was sitting there, and I'm not this philosopher. I don't consider myself a super wise individual. I'm from Kentucky, for goodness sakes, okay? But I just felt this sense that the Lord was just stirring in my heart. And I just felt this earth, it's time. And for you, I just want to encourage you, it's time. If you're a believer in here and you claim to love Jesus and you made a choice to become children of the light, it's time. It's past time. Like the darkness, it seems to get darker and darker and darker, and the only thing that works in darkness is light. And you and I have to go be light. If you are a follower of Jesus, stop playing games and be a follower of Jesus. If not, then just get off the fence. Get off the bench. Get out of the game. I don't mean that in being a jerk, but I just feel like we're so wrapped up in ourselves that we don't ever get out of what we have going on. And the enemy has some of us trapped so much in the rat race of life and the things that we think matter so much. But in the grand scheme of life, it doesn't. And if the enemy can keep you in your box and your blinders on and not being able to see your neighbor and love your neighbor and invite your neighbor over and speak into their life, then guess what? He's winning. He's winning. And here we are with the answer. Here we are with here's the light. Here's how we get there. But we would rather just post something on social media and talk about about it in the church hallways instead of truly going and living out what God tells us to do. He rescued you from the domain of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of the Son that He loves. He rescued me. There's so many competing messages in our world today. There's so many competing words. There's so many people loud shouting on their soapbox of whatever it is. And so how do we be heard? Well, I think my mom taught me when I was young, and maybe you can relate, is that actions speak louder than words. How do we compete? It's not with our words. It's by the way we live our lives. It's by that, hey, there's something different about that guy. There's something different about that family. What is it about them that they're not like everybody else? Why is that? And I think the best way for us as followers of Christ, yes, words matter. Yes, conversations are crucial. Yes, open dialogue and having those conversations, 100% agree with it. But I think it's past time for just words. I think we need believers who are ready to stand up and not just sing holy, holy, holy in church on Sundays, but live our lives as children of the kingdom of light. And so the question here that Paul is forcing the church to wrestle with, and I think it's perfect for us today, is that God has done everything necessary to bring you out of the darkness. When He sent His Son Jesus, He paid the price, He opened the door. But God loves you so much that He's not going to force you into His kingdom. He's going to respect you enough to allow you to decide where you're going to spend your life, to decide how you're going to live in this world, how you're going to spend eternity. By default, we are in the kingdom of darkness, but by choice, through Christ, we can step into the kingdom of light. And friend, listen to me. This isn't just about, well, one day I'm going to get to heaven. This is about the life you live right now, every single day, everywhere you go. I think what we're seeing play out is darkness has chains. It has chains and it robs and it steals and it crushes and it devours. And that's what we're seeing. Darkness all over the place. But light is the thing that sets you free. Light is the thing that restores. Light is the thing that brings healing. Light is the thing that gives us direction in our world. And listen to what Jesus says. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I'm the light. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have eternal life. Let's stop walking in darkness. When we see darkness around us, let's be aware, Christian, that, hey, you know what my job is? My job as a follower is to be light in the darkness. Not to just point fingers at the darkness, not to just talk about the darkness, but my job is to literally bring the light of Christ into every situation I go to. And so God's not just offering you this life. He's not offering you survival. He's offering you life. He's offering you to be a part of the kingdom of heaven. And so the choice is yours. You don't stumble into the kingdom of light. We step into it by faith. Maybe today, for some of you, you realize the kingdom of darkness is winning. Maybe today for some of you, you've never made that choice. In a crowd this size, it's not crazy to think that there's some in here that, although you're sitting in church and maybe you've been in church, but the reality is you're still living in darkness. Maybe nobody else knows, but you know in your heart. And maybe this past few weeks of just hurt and anger and guilt and frustration, maybe you're realizing, you know what, I'm not living as a child in light. I'm not living as a part of the kingdom of light. Yeah, I go to church every once in a while when we can, when we don't have ball games and when we don't have stuff, when we're not tired. That's not what God called you to do. That's not who God called you to be. God called us to be light, church. And our world needs light. And it's time. It's time. It's a passage of scripture in Romans. I'm going to ask Joseph to come on back up. There's a passage of scripture in Romans chapter 10. And Paul's talking to the church again in Rome. And I'm going to paraphrase this. And he's talking about how as saints, as those of us that are in the kingdom of light, part of our role is to go and share with people the good news, the gospel. And he says, well, how are they ever going to hear it if nobody ever goes and tells them? How are they ever going to listen if nobody shows up to where they're at? How are they ever going to change their lives if the people whose lives have been changed never go and tell them about it? How? And then he, at the very end, he says this phrase. He says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. I don't know if you're a foot person, because I'm not. I get a little weirded out by that scripture there. But I think what Paul's really trying to talk about, for those that are carrying the light, how beautiful it is when they shine the light in the darkness. How beautiful it is when they take what they've experienced and they go help others experience it. I was 15 years old when I experienced the love of Jesus. A love like I had never known. And I knew from that moment forward, my whole desire is, man, I want people to experience what I got. And you see that today, 30 some years later, as the mission of our church, to see people experience the hope of Jesus. That's all I'm about. And so today, church, it's really simple. It's really simple. Have you experienced the hope of Jesus? Are you a part of the kingdom of light? God sent his son Jesus to die for you because you were in the kingdom of darkness. Whether you wanted to be or not, you were there. He sent Jesus so that you could be in the kingdom of light. And so the question today is, are you in the kingdom of light? Are you a part of the family of God? God has already reached down and rescued. He's already gave his son Jesus to die for all those sins that you just keep committing. And today, are you in the kingdom of light? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now listen to this, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you're here today, you're a part of the whosoever. You're a part of the whosoever. So if you want to call on the name of Jesus, you've never done that before, you want to be a part of the kingdom of light, you can do that today, right now. Get it settled. Get it settled. But here's my plea to those of us that have that settled. I know that I've given my life to Jesus. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I don't mess up, right? Goodness gracious, you guys, I yelled at my kids yesterday in a way that I haven't in a really long time. I have felt so guilty and just ugly the last 12 hours of my life. But guess what? The blood of Jesus, he knew that I was going to do that. And he knew that I needed a Savior to turn to and to run to. He knew that we needed the light in 2025 in September when this dark cloud comes over our world. He knew all that. And that's why he sent Jesus. And so if you're a part of the kingdom of light, doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean you got it all together. But church, it's time. It's time to stop playing these games with just church and the Bible and your relationship with Christ and community and discipleship and sharing the gospel. All those things that you know so much about. And they're beautiful, wonderful things. It's time for us as a church to answer what Paul said, to be an example of what Paul said. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Are you bringing good news? Are you bringing good news in your house? Are you bringing good news at your workplace? It's time. It's time. It's time for us to live our lives the way that God meant when he sent that, when he sent his son to sacrifice for us. He didn't do it so that you could just be able to be good with life and have fun, know where you're going one day. He did it so that you could help others experience it. I'm going to ask you just in this moment, let's just bow our heads and let's spend a moment with the Lord here. What do I do when I don't know what to do? What do I do when I'm hurting? What do I do when I'm angry? When I'm frustrated? What do I do when I walk through just the roller coaster of emotions? Church, we got to go to the light. Focus on darkness. Focus on the light. Evil was on display. Evil's been on display for a while now. The only way to counter that is to put light on display. Is your light on display, Christian? Some of you, you got the jersey on, kingdom of heaven, child of God, you got the jersey on, but let's be honest, you aren't in the game, you're on the bench, just coasting through life. It's time. Display your light, dad. Display your light, mom. Young people. Young followers of Christ, display your light. There's no question, does the world need it? The question is, are you willing to do it? Display your light. If you do not have the light, if you don't know 100% sure that you've settled that part of your life where you've surrendered, you've said, Jesus, I need you to be Lord. I can't do it anymore. If you've never taken that step, do it today. Do it today. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your spouse. And just like Jesus never forces us. He gives us the choice. The choice is yours today. Are you ready to step into the kingdom of light? Are you ready to step out of darkness? If that's you today, church, the ball's in your court, but there are people right here in this room that would love to take God's word and share with you and show you and pray with you of how you can step into light. And so as soon as this service is over, as soon as we say amen and dismiss, I want to encourage you to stick around. Hey, Pastor Bobby. Hey, Pastor Brian. Hey, Shira. Hey, Pastor Joe. Can you talk to me for a second? Can I talk to you about this? I want to step into the kingdom of light. The ball's in your court. But for those of us in here who have taken that step, the ball's in your court to start shining light. Darkness is winning this week. It's what it seems. Let's stand up and shine our light. Father, we're only able to walk through tough things with a comfort because we know that you're in charge. Father, as many of us are hurting or struggling or battling, just the heaviness of everything, Lord, we just turn to you and ask for that peace that surpasses our understanding. We don't know why we have it. We don't know what it is, but it comes from you. And I just pray peace on the church today. I pray peace on the hurting today. Your peace. Lord, your word is so good. It's so true. And it shouldn't shock us that there's evil in the world. It shouldn't shock us, but it does. It hurts. And God, I pray that this season that we've been seeing play out in front of us would just urge your people to be more diligent about shining light, to be more diligent about sharing love, to be more diligent about being salt in this world. Lord, I pray that we would get serious about our relationship with you. That we would remove our selfishness, our pride, and make it about others the way you did. You didn't come to the world to be served, but to serve others. And may our lives reflect that. Thank you for men like Paul that were bold enough to point out, Lord, we need you. Convict our hearts. Draw us closer to yourself so that we can go into this world and make a difference. Meet with us even as we leave this place today, Father. Open our hearts, our eyes, and our minds to the things that you're calling us to. Give us courage and boldness to make those changes and to make a difference. You're holy. You're good. Help us never to forget that. Darkness and evil are real, and we got to fight on our hands. But the only thing that is powerful enough to defeat it is you, Jesus. It's you. Not our wisdom, not our words, not our anger, not our policies. It's you, Jesus. Remind us of that this week as we go live our lives. To step out with boldness, courage, but most importantly, to shine light. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Thanks again for tuning in with us today. We would love to connect with you, and the best way to do that is through social media or go straight to our website. God bless you and have a wonderful day.